What it is, listeners.
Welcome to the totally tubular 10 and 10 podcast with your hosts, Henry,
Kylie,
Tegwin,
and Grace. Get psyched and veg out as we talk about everything from wacky Watergate to the Koolaroonie Cambodian genocide.
This is all you need to know about the gnarly 1970s. A pervading issue of the 1970s was the poisonous philosophy of the era itself, which often promoted destructive behaviors imposed by the romanticized idols of the era. Such is evident by the alarming number of overdoses that occurred during this time. Janis Joplin? More like Janis droppin' dead.
And it was sick as hell. Jim Morrison once said,
I think the highest and the lowest points are the important ones. I want freedom to try everything. I want to experience everything at least once. And he explains, I'm interested in anything about revolt, disorder, chaos, especially activity that seems to have no meaning. It seems to me to be the road toward freedom.
And that's not the only star that shot the tar. Even Elvis the Pelvis Presley, who allegedly died of a heart attack, was said to have traces of opiates in his blood when he died. They didn't call him King of Rock and Roll for nothing. It doesn't take suspicious minds to see that Teddy Bear Presley burning up heroin and hemp in the ghetto had his insides all shook up.
On that note, the Beatles also will not be able to come together anymore, as they break up in the beginning of the 1970s. Many believe it was because of John Lennon's wife at the time, Yoko Ono, but we'll keep that on the down low. It is not too far go in a flow of controversy. Although, to bring back more peace after the Beatles breaking up, Earth Day was created. Senator Gaylord Nelson founded the day at the Environmental Tekken that was first held on April 22nd.
Thank you, Gaylord. G is for government-funded programming. The network that brought us Sesame Street and Barney and Friends begins operations. PBS.
Uh-oh, gang. Watergate is flooding into 1972. Can you say illegal espionage? Nixon is insistent on covering up some private information regarding the...
This information has been redacted. Please do not attempt to adjust your device.
Sorry about that, listeners. We would like to take a moment to promote our, sponsors. Become a creep. Vote Nixon. Please do not attempt to look into this issue any further. Please refrain from speaking of Watergate, especially... hold on. Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry. You see, I'm in the middle of a...
Nixon out!
You heard it here first, listeners, from our unwarranted special guest, the U.S. government. We are no longer permitted to speak on the Watergate issue. One moment and we'll be right back.
Polls close across the country. The president will be reelected in a landslide. That's what our trend now indicates. The president reelected by a landslide. But I'm a...
Welcome back, listeners. We're back in action. After 58,148 killed and 304,000 wounded sons and husbands of American families, the United States has finally realized its mistake and is finally pulling out of Vietnam. Well done!
This just in, the United States is going back to the basics. That's right, folks. Monarchy is hot in Congress right now with the War Powers Act. The president, one man, can now ledge a whole-ass war whenever he wants. It's okay, though. It'll only last 60 days. Long live the king!
Hear that, listeners? Not for long. Roe v. Wade has legalized abortions. You can now have a higher chance of comfortably enjoying flights at the low, low price of several million infant lives a year.
Since Vietnam wasn't good enough, the United States government has decided to expand its power to the depth of space. The first United States space station is up and running.
I felt strongly that it was necessary to see the constitutional process through to its conclusion. That to do otherwise would be unfaithful to the spirit of that deliberately difficult process and a dangerously destabilizing precedent for the future.
You heard it here first. Kind of. King Nixon has officially resigned on account of the Watergate scandal, leaving the permanent scars on American history for the rest of eternity. Thanks, Nixon!
Everyone welcome Gerald Ford as the President of the United States, who showed up entirely uninvited. The blood-borne bastard from Omaha, Nebraska, positively channels his daddy issues into his term by cutting taxes.
In the midst of all this scandal and change of leadership, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Sweet Home Alabama, baby. Come on now. This song's practically the national anthem. Let's just ignore the fact that the record cover had a Confederate flag on it.
The U.S. will be taking the L on this war. Ford stops further military involvement in Vietnam, and the communists take the capital of South Vietnam. Good try, America.
No contest.
The Cambodian genocide begins, resulting in the death of about 21 to 24% of Cambodia's population. This was carried out by Khmer Rouge regime under the leadership of Pol Pot. But let's put genocide aside, because for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday Night Live.
As hard as you try, President Ford will just not die. This madman survived two assassination attempts that were just 17 days apart. Thank God he wasn't killed, or the SNL skits of Ford falling would have been mildly less funny. SNL was founded to bring many laughs to the American people at the expense of our awful government personnel. Now who would go and do a thing like that?
Microsoft would soon be pushed into the backs of people's minds, just like today, as Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne founded Apple Computer. Apple has come to bring us iPhones, so now we don't actually have to talk to each other anymore.
America will also welcome their 48th president, Jimmy Carter, a former peanut farmer, who would shoo out former President Ford, who, just like a middle child, no one asked for.
You thought stagnation was bad? How about inflation? Well, folks, try stagflation. That's right, you can get the best of both worlds with one glorious economic disaster of the decade. President Carter, what do you have to say?
It is a crisis of confidence. It is a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our national will. We can see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives.
Yes. Thank you, Jimmy. That was profoundly useless.
Fear not. Through deregulation of our public industries and allowance for the free market to be, you know, free, inflation rates are beginning to finally die.
Greg versus Georgia, Prophet versus Florida, Jurek versus Texas, Woodson versus North Carolina, and Roberts versus Louisiana.
And that's a mouthful of court cases that will reaffirm the United States Supreme Court's acceptance of the death penalty. Local government literally gets to decide if you live or die without even aborting you first.
Hound dogs cried all across the nation in August of 1977 when the King of Rock croaked while sitting on his throne, that throne being the toilet. Although his family attempted to cover up Elvis's death, it's suspected that he overdosed, succumbing to the fame that years of gyrating his hips brought him.
You hear that? That's the sound of the greatest movie franchise of all time. Try to argue that Star Trek is better, and I'll feed you to Java. With the death of Elvis came the birth of Star Wars, and if that's what it had to take, Elvis died for a good cause.
Oh yeah, here comes Kool-Aid, here comes Kool-Aid, I'm gonna save the day.
Hey guys, what are your favorite flavors of Kool-Aid?
Definitely fruit punch.
Really? I'm more of a cyanide kind of girl. Isn't that right, Jimmy Jones?
Before there was Keeping Up with the Kardashians, there was Keeping Up with the Joneses. The elusive People's Temple was quite simple to join, but leaving was a whole nother story.
Jones used his status as leader of his cult to brainwash people into moving into the jungle and later killing their children and themselves.
You know what's even groovier than a 900-person mass suicide? Volkswagen opening a new plant in the United States, so you can now buy a buggy, pack up the kids, and go see Jonestown yourself, but don't drink the Kool-Aid.
The framework of peace treaty has just been signed to end conflicts between Israel and Egypt. Now, I know the question is all on your minds. What does that have to do with the United States? The answer? Everything, of course. And that's why the Middle East is still very peaceful, even to this day.
With a new year comes a new shit show. And the first act of that show come into play when Papa Hussein came into power in Iraq. But we all know how that ends.
Well, one power-crazed lunatic came to power in the Middle East. Groundbreaking strides in women's politics were being taken in the United Kingdom as Margaret Thatcher was elected Prime Minister, being the first female Prime Minister in UK history.
Everyone's walking around with AirPods. At this point, it's getting ridiculous. People are walking straight into trains. Well, this epidemic of human devolution started with the 1979 release of the Sony Walkman. This portable cassette player allowed people to jam on the go and revolutionize music listening habits throughout the world.
Nothing to wrap up a decade packed with drama like a serial killer's murder trial. Well, this wasn't his first trial, as the infamous Ted Bundy escaped prison after being put away the first time, only to go on another murderous rampage. Thankfully, the 79 trial was the last one needed, and Bundy was zapped in the late 80s.